This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Paul Joseph Weinstein is about to take over, but this report's so powerful, I'm going to air it twice today in the same show. Worldwide population being torched with deep state psyop. Greg Reese, here's the report at Band.Video. Please share it.
This report is based on Amazing Polly's recent video, Is This Torture? In her video, Polly examines Amnesty International's 1973 report on torture and how it seems to reflect the current response to COVID-19. According to Amnesty International's report, torture is the systematic and deliberate infliction of acute pain in any form by one person on another in order to accomplish the purpose of the former against the will of the latter. The report then uses Biederman's chart of coercion to describe the technique. Psychologist Albert Biederman studied communist Chinese tactics known as DDD, debility, dependency, and dread. The CIA has been trained to use debility, dependency, and dread. And according to their 1983 Human Resource Exploitation Training Manual, many psychologists consider the threat of inducing debility to be more effective than debility itself. With DDD, the debilitated victim becomes dependent upon the torturer and develops a strong fear of anything vague or unknown. Biederman's chart of coercion lays out the design of DDD. Does any of this sound familiar? Number one, isolation. We see this with quarantines and social distancing and the prohibition of crowds and large gatherings. Number two, monopolization of perception. Corporate mainstream media has monopolized all of pop culture, and those on social media who challenge the mainstream narrative are censored. Also listed is restricted movement and monotonous food. Number three, induced debilitation and exhaustion. Gym closures, church closures, losing your job, school closings, and wearing masks all day long increase stress and provokes exhaustion and debilitation. Number four, threats. We are threatened that our own children may be taken away from our homes and that experimental forced vaccines are coming. We are told that more will die if we restart America. And we are threatened with tracking chips, contact tracing, and a new normal. Number five, occasional indulgences. Here we find fluctuations of interrogators' attitudes, such as BLM protests are good, Trump rallies are bad. Walmart is okay, but small businesses are not. The torturer will provide occasional indulgences such as rewards for partial compliance. If you just wear a mask, someday we can return to normal. Number six, demonstrating omnipotence and omniscience. Shutting down the entire global economy was a pretty good demonstration of omnipotence. Huge fines and jail for people not wearing a mask. We see the omniscience with Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, and other official experts. Number seven is degradation, being called non-essential or a science denier, being treated as ignorant fools and called names by celebrities for not complying. Number eight, enforcing trivial demands. This final step develops habits of compliance. Enforcement of minute rules such as standing 6 feet apart, following arrows, and showing support for violent BLM protests. Also, according to the report on torture, many victims become ill as a result of coercion, and more than half the illnesses listed in the report can be easily diagnosed as COVID-19, according to CDC guidelines. Do you really think that this is all a coincidence? Or are the people of the world being subjected to an advanced form of torture, coercion, and mind control? For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
We enter the critical month of July. It is very important for listeners and viewers to understand that all of the major storable food companies have been sold out of food for months. My Patriot Supply, our supplier, was out to an 8-week wait, not because they didn't have food, but because their 4 plants were backed up, packaging and getting it out. Now, they are at 3 to 4 weeks right now. They've gotten over the hump. Their other competitors are completely sold out or selling old garbage. This is high-quality food. I would advise everyone to do what I'm doing and buy more storable food now before the next big hump comes, because if you think things are about to settle down, think again. The world is only going to get more insane. I've been telling you this for 6 months. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have firearms and ammo and water filtration, you better get it. If you don't have storable food, you better get it. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to take care of the water filtration and to take care of the storable foods. Get your orders in now before the next big rush.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
And we are live. We get into a ton of news, including places on plain Maxwell and Epstein cover-up trial, etc., etc. Going to get into the latest things that are racist. Of course, many new things are racist on a daily basis. We're going to cover that. Also going to get into the actor Terry Crews, who appeared on Don Lemon on CNN last night. And he was in a lot of hot water recently because he made the point, and wait for it, because this is pretty controversial. He made the point on Twitter that not all white people are bad. Yeah, that sounds really daring, really bold statement to make. But he was in hot water for saying that. He was in hot water for saying that if Black Lives Matter, maybe we should concentrate on the biggest threat to Black Lives in America, which is other black people. Now, over the July 4th weekend, we had an 8-year-old girl in Atlanta shot dead during a BLM protest. We had another 7-year-old in Chicago who was shot in the head while waiting on the sidewalk. Outside her grandmother's house, we had 67 people shot in Chicago over the weekend. So Terry Crews gets up on CNN and says, maybe this should be a segment, maybe this should be part of the discussion. When we're talking about Black Lives Matter, Don Lemon shot back and basically said, no, Black Lives Matter should solely be about police brutality and criminal justice, even though we know from Black Lives Matter's own statements that it's not. It's about defunding the police, it's about overthrowing capitalism, and it's about breaking up the, quote, nuclear family. So we're going to get into that in the next segment. First of all, we're going to find out the new things that are racist as of today. It's a changing spectrum on a daily basis, so it's, you know, very important to keep track. Headline: UK estate agents to drop term master bedroom to placate politically correct millennials. That's right, the term master bedroom and the term master bathroom, in terms of descriptions of property for sale, is now apparently racist. Of course, we had this in the US with some realtors in Texas saying the same thing. Well, now estate agents across the UK are set to stop using the term master bedroom in order to placate politically correct millennials who think such language is racist. The rooms will instead be described as principal or primary in the hope of warding off the potential anger of easily offended morons who, again, represent such a tiny minority of the population. Who would be going to visit a property, whether they're looking at renting it or buying it, and see a description of a master bedroom and think, that's racist, I'm not going to see the property? What tiny percentage of imbeciles would actually go through that thought process? But again, it's the noisy minority that is literally taking over society in this cultural revolution. Now, we had Peter Weatherall of Weatherall Estate Agents in Mayfair, London, who said this: these changes are being driven by political correctness and dramatic transformations in the buyer demographic across prime central London. Again, you have to be very careful when you talk about demographics in anything other than a positive light, of course. He went on to say, the typical buyers are now aged from their early 20s to their mid-40s and from all over the world. This young demographic tends to be
very broad-minded, when in actual fact they're the opposite of broad-minded. They're totalitarian control freaks who want to literally control the words that come out of your mouth. Very broad-minded, though, and find any form of sexism or racism deeply offensive. Perhaps living in fear of the same irate mob that tore down the Edward Colston statue and threw it in the river, David Westgate, the group chief executive of the Bristol-based estate agent chain Andrews, said, quote, "The sentiment behind the Black Lives Matter campaign has helped us all be more aware of our behaviour." Literally, some estate agent in Bristol, in some town in the UK, is self-flagellating over Black Lives Matter because in the property descriptions of his properties, they use the term master bedroom. Now, the term master bedroom in that context was only used in the United Kingdom in 1925, was the first recorded instance of its use, according to the dictionary, nearly 100 years after slavery was officially abolished throughout the UK. Oh, by the way, we were the first country in the world to officially abolish slavery, but apparently we're also to blame for it. The Barbary slave trade, which enslaved people from my generation, people from my ancestry, that doesn't matter. We're not asking Arabs for any reparations. There were a couple of estate agents, which I quoted in this article, who actually engaged their common sense thinking process, one of whom was Trevor Abramson, the managing director of Glentree International. He said the phrase master bedroom wasn't used until the early 20th century. If the woke liberal elite want to equate that with slaves and masters, that is ridiculous. And yet the others are all bowing down and metaphorically taking the knee. Edward Heaton, the founder of Heaton and Partners, echoed his sentiment, remarking it's ludicrous that we should be expected to ignore our history and heritage to placate a vociferous minority, and yet that is exactly what's happening. So, master bedroom's now racist. What else is racist? Well, Shakespeare is racist, yes. The book burners are back. Fahrenheit 451 in full effect. Fahrenheit 451, of course, being the Ray Bradbury book, which they later made into a movie, dystopian thriller, based on a totalitarian society where firefighters didn't put out fires, they burned books. And that's a big cause celebrated the mainstream media in recent weeks, of course, and now we have the Washington Post talking about purifying Shakespeare, if not eliminating it altogether. By the way, I put out a tweet on June 11th, which cited an academic paper from a few years ago, which said, quote, "William Shakespeare wrote several plays which depict Jews and blacks in a very negative, stereotypical fashion. Time for Audible and Amazon to delete such offensive trash." Let's see how far down this rabbit hole goes. And now, less than a month later, the Washington Post comes out with an article. This is a headline out of the website Moon Battery, which commentates on this Washington Post article. Headline, Washington Post, now let's purge classic literature. What's the next target for the liberal mob? After tearing down statues of the titans of American history and getting people fired over the most trivial infractions against political correctness, any student of totalitarianism knows the likely answer. Books. Of course, it was the German philosopher. His name slips my mind for the moment, but he said, basically, to paraphrase, where once they burn books, next, they will burn people. Of course, the left doesn't quite have enough political control yet to do that, but in terms of the long march through the institutions, they're certainly ahead of the game. So writing in the Washington Post, Ron Charles celebrates the war on statues and the purging of old television programs of anything currently regarded as offensive by liberals. Now he wants to purge literature. He starts at the top with Shakespeare, and then he quotes from the article where they cite Othello, the Shakespeare play, and they point out that one of the characters, the Venetian general, is manipulated into murderous rage by his villainous white colleague. Even before Othello comes on stage, he's subjected to obscene racist ridicule. So the Washington Post is now basically calling for all Shakespeare plays to be run through a modern-day social justice purity test before they're allowed to be performed. And if they don't, well, maybe they're not going to be performed at all. So master bedroom is racist, Shakespeare is racist, what else is racist? Wasps are racist! Again, from Moon Battery, wasp mascot under fire by anti-white racists. The purge of all things associated with America's heritage and core population has reached such a hysterical frenzy that not even insects are safe. This is Emory and Henry College in Virginia, which has announced to students that the school will re-examine its wasp mascot. Why? The bug may appear exclusive to students who are not white, Anglo-Saxon, Protestants, or wasps. So again, it's not even got anything to do with that, but the insect, apparently, the insect wasp is now racist as well. Wales is racist. That's official as of today. The country of Wales in the United Kingdom is racist. The black demographic, the black population of Wales is minuscule. The white demographic, the white population of Wales is 95%. It's 95% white, and yet now the leader of the Welsh government, reports Breitbart, has announced an urgent audit of statues, street names, and building names to address Wales's connections with the slave trade. And of course, the move was inspired by weeks of protest by the Marxist Black Lives Matter campaign. So Welsh roads are racist, wasps are racist, Shakespeare's racist, master bedrooms are also racist, and that's not even the entirety of the list. Don't go away. Summit.news, we'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
Now, the actor Terry Crews appeared on CNN with Don Lemon last night to ask the question, why do black lives only appear to matter to the Black Lives Matter movement when they're taken by white people? Now, he was in hot water over the past few nights since July 4th. And in fact, there's a Chyron. You know, the text at the bottom of the screen on CNN where it says, Terry Crews defends his statement of uniting with good people, black or white, as if that would be a controversial statement to make. His initial tweet said, quote, are all white people bad? No. Are all black people good? No. Knowing this reality, I stand on my decision to unite with good people, no matter the race, creed, or ideology. And for that tweet, although he got a lot of support, he also got a lot of hatred from the woke pitchfork mob on Twitter. Now, he followed that up with another tweet yesterday in response to the massive wave of violence in Chicago over the weekend. He said, 9 black children killed by violence in Chicago since June 20th. Hashtag all black lives matter. Then he appeared on CNN with Don Lemon, and Don Lemon basically tried to argue that no, the biggest threat to black lives being other black people in America should not be a part of the Black Lives Matter movement. Let's go to clip number one. This is the apples and oranges clip. Let's roll it. Here it is.
And one thing is really
who's the next oppressor? Who's the next oppressor?
Oh, when I describe this, when you look in the city of Chicago, there are 9 children who die by gun violence, by black on black gun violence. From June 20th all the way to today. And you're talking about even with the Atlanta child murders, there were 28 kids who died in 2 years. You're talking about a month and you have 9 black kids, and the Black Lives Matter movement has said nothing about this.
What does that have to do with equality though, Terry? I don't understand what that has to do with equality, because there's crime. There are people in those communities those people aren't just being nonchalant about gun violence. I live in Chicago. There are many people who are working in those communities to try to get rid of the gun violence. The gun culture in this country is prevalent, but I don't understand what that has to do with a movement that's for equality for black people. It's not mutually exclusive that you care about equality for black people, that somehow you're going to stop random violence or, unfortunately, kids from being shot. It just seems like apples and oranges.
You know, it's not that way. You know, this is the thing, Don. You know, black people need to hold other black people accountable. I said this the same thing. This is the Black America's version of the Me Too movement. If anything is going to change, we ourselves need to look at our own communities and look at each other and say, this thing cannot go down. And this is the thing, too. There are a lot of great, great people there who are held hostage, by people who literally are running these neighborhoods with violence and then claiming that Black Lives Matter.
So there you have Don Lemon arguing that there's no equality in America for black people. Of course, black people have the exact same rights in America that white people have. He also tried to argue later on, and in fact, we're going to roll this clip. He tried to argue in that piece that we saw just there, that black people don't have the same rights. And then he tried to argue that this was about gun culture in Chicago and not black-on-black violence. Let's roll the second clip. Here it is.
Terry,
I became sick. Like, if I told you to wear a mask,
Terry,
they want to kick you out.
You're a high-profile person. You're writing things out there. You know you're going to get backlash. You know people are going to respond to what you're saying on Twitter. So I don't think you should be surprised by that. I have a skin as tough as an armadillo because of what I do, and I think maybe you should adapt that. But here's what I have to say. The Black Lives Matter movement was started because it was talking about police brutality. If you want an all Black Lives Matter movement that talks about gun violence in communities, including, black communities, then start that movement with that name. But that's not what Black Lives Matter is about. It's not an all encompassing. So if you're talking about, if someone started a movement that said, cancer matters, and then someone comes in and says, why aren't you talking about HIV? It's not the same thing. We're talking about cancer. So the Black Lives Matter movement is about police brutality and injustice in that manner, not about what's happening in black neighborhoods. There are people who are working on that issue, and if you want to start that issue, why don't you start it? Do you understand what I'm saying?
But when you look at the organization, police brutality is not the only thing they're talking about.
I know that. But that's not what the Black Lives Matter movement is about, Terry. Black Lives Matter is about police brutality and about criminal justice. It's not about what happens in communities when it comes to crime, black on black crime. People who live near each other, black people, kill each other. Same as whites. 80-some% of white people are killed by white people.
True.
Because of proximity.
Very true.
It's the same thing with black people. That happens in every single neighborhood. But that isn't, again, I'm not saying that's not important that those kids died, but it's a different movement.
So you hear Don Lemon try to claim it's apples and oranges to try to bring into the equation the industrial level of violence committed by black people against other black people in Chicago, in Atlanta, as we saw over the weekend. 14 people shot in just one street. In Chicago, an 8-year-old girl shot dead at and during a BLM protest because her mother tried to reverse the car and park the car in an area where a BLM protest was taking place. They shot out the tires. They shot the little girl dead. We had another instance in Chicago where a 7-year-old black girl was shot on the street on the sidewalk outside her grandmother's house. What's to blame for that? According to Don Lemon, gun culture. Because you really see white people killing each other on an industrial scale in white areas of the country which have high gun ownership, don't you? No, you don't. This is nothing to do with gun culture. He then tries to argue that talking about black-on-black violence would be like a Cancer Matters movement being asked why they don't talk about HIV. Which, again, is a complete misnomer because the full scope of BLM is not just about police brutality or criminal justice reform, as Don Lemon claims. You can go to their website. You can listen to their leaders. It's about overthrowing capitalism, imposing communist ideals, defunding the police, and of course they talk about breaking up the nuclear family. So no, it's not about one single issue, as Don Lemon claims, based on what the leaders of Black Lives Matter themselves say. And then the interview ends with Cruz insisting that there is more to the BLM agenda than police brutality and that it needed to be scrutinized. And Don Lemon half admits that, but then brings it back and does a complete 180 again and claims it's just about police brutality when we know it's not. The fact is, as I write in this article, black-on-black violence isn't part of the Black Lives Matter narrative because Black Lives Matter isn't a civil rights movement. It's a mammoth political movement. And black-on-black violence can't be exploited for political grist, which is why people like Don Lemon don't talk about it, which is why people like Don Lemon don't talk about the foundings of Black Lives Matter, the fact that the inspirational guru, the philosophical guru behind Black Lives Matter, as I've said on many occasions, Assata Shakur, is literally a cop-killing terrorist fugitive who has to hide out in Cuba to avoid the FBI because she's on their top 10 most wanted terrorist list. So yes, it has its origins in extremism, and its leaders often spout political agendas that have absolutely nothing to do with police brutality. Don Lemon knows that. We'll get more into this on the other side. Summit.news, don't go away.
2020 is a very special year to the globalists, to the occultists, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air, and we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your support. And I also want you to know that our 4th of July, once a year, mega sale is here. And we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Listening to Summit News with Paul Joseph Watson.
So we're going to ask the question, why does the Black Lives Matter movement only appear to care about black lives when they're taken by white people? Why does Don Lemon not appear to care about black lives when they're taken by other black people? Why is that not part of the conversation when that's the biggest threat to black lives? It's very simple. Over the July 4th weekend, we had an 8-year-old girl shot dead during a BLM protest in Atlanta by a BLM activist. Imagine if a right-wing extremist had shot an 8-year-old black girl dead
during a BLM rally. That would be a headline for months. It was barely even reported. It was reported in local media and not really highlighted anywhere else. We had 14 shot during a street party in Atlanta on July 4th. We had 67 shot, 13 fatally in Chicago over the July 4th weekend, including a 7-year-old girl who was shot in the head while stood on the sidewalk. Again, the vast majority of those victims and perpetrators were black. Where is the BLM march for these victims of crime? We had a headline here out of Summit News yesterday. You shot and killed the baby, Atlanta mayor decries black-on-black violence during BLM march. And to her credit, she came and gave a press conference and spoke out about this. She later caught coronavirus, or admitted that she got coronavirus, and that became a bigger story. An 8-year-old black girl was shot dead inside a car during a Black Lives Matter protest, leading the mayor of Atlanta to proclaim, "We are shooting each other on our streets." This shooting happened near the same Wendy's that was torched by BLM protesters in response to the police killing of Rayshard Brooks less than a month ago, which of course made massive headlines, made massive social media traction. An 8-year-old girl gets shot dead in the same place during a BLM rally, and it's barely a footnote. The crowd of protesters gathered there and erected barricades. A car, and it was being driven by, I presume, the mother of this 8-year-old child, because she was also in the press conference. So a car tried to drive into this parking area at which there was a BLM protest taking place. And at least two people, and last time I checked, they hadn't caught them. If they've caught them today, that would be a new development. But as of yesterday, they hadn't caught them. Two people in the crowd opened fire at the vehicle, hitting Sakoria Turner, 8 years old, police said. She later died from her wounds. Again, I didn't see Sean King talking about this. I didn't see any of the Black Lives Matter leadership talking about this. And to her credit, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms talked about it. She said, "You can't blame it on police officers. You can't say it's about criminal justice reform. This is about some people carrying weapons who shot up a car with an 8-year-old baby for what?" As I talk about in this article, meanwhile, elsewhere in Atlanta, 14 people were shot and 2 died during a July 4th street party on Auburn Avenue. And you can watch the video, which is in the article, which shows, of course, the virtually all of the attendees at this street party were black. The people running away from the gunshots were black. 2 people died. And I think last time I checked, there were actually more people injured than the 14 that the authorities initially said. Chicago, over the same weekend, 67 people shot, 13 dead, 2 children dead in Chicago over that one weekend. One of the victims was a 7-year-old girl who was shot in the head while standing on the sidewalk at her grandmother's house. Mayor Lori Lightfoot came out in response to that and said, "Tonight, a 7-year-old girl in Austin joined a list of teenagers and children whose hopes and dreams were ended by the barrel of a gun." So again, where are the Black Lives Matter marches over the deaths of these 2 innocent children? And that was a point made by one of the fathers of one of the children. Headline: "You killed a child, father of 8-year-old shot during BLM protest speaks out." The father of an 8-year-old girl who was shot during a Black Lives Matter protest in Atlanta told BLM demonstrators, quote, "You killed your own, you killed a child." He said, "They say Black Lives Matter, you killed your own. They killed my baby because she crossed the barrier and made a U-turn. You killed a child. She didn't do nothing to nobody." And again, the mayor came out and echoed similar sentiments. So you literally have the industrial level killings over one weekend of black people, who are both the victims and the perpetrators. Why is that not part of the conversation when it comes to Black Lives Matter? Well, of course, because it can't be exploited for political grist. And of course, because the overarching agenda behind Black Lives Matter is not fixing police brutality. Yes, that is the agenda for a lot of well-meaning activists. But if you look at the leadership, if you look at their statements, if you look at their websites, it's about overthrowing capitalism, defunding the police completely, and eliminating the nuclear family. They literally talk about this. Similar to the Extinction Rebellion protests, which we had here in London a few months ago, where if you went on their website, their official website, they said it wasn't, they literally said it wasn't about climate change. One of the leaders of Extinction Rebellion literally said, "This is not about climate change. This is about overthrowing the Western imperialist capitalist system." And in fact, he said it was about overthrowing, quote, heteronormativity. So again, it's all about intersectionality. It's all about splicing in this LGBT movement, which again is not a civil rights movement because gay people in the West have won all their rights. They've won that battle. It's about an ideological purge. This is about an overarching agenda. That's the point that Terry Crews is trying to make during that CNN broadcast. And of course, Don Lemon, because he's a grifter, because he's part of the agenda that is trying to overthrow capitalism, overthrow the West, and indeed part of this coup against Donald Trump. He's part of that neoliberal backlash, which has manifested itself in the statue topplings, in the Black Lives Matter marches over the past 5-6 weeks. By the way, another thing that's racist, I talked about this at the top of the show. We had estate agent descriptions of master bedrooms being racist now. We had wasps being racist, Shakespeare being racist, roads in Wales, which is 95% white demographically, apparently they're racist, and now maths is racist too. Headline out of Summit News, BLM teacher says 2 plus 2 only equals 4 because of, quote, Western imperialism. Yes, she actually said this. This was a teacher who apparently, according to her own bio, which includes her pronouns, imagine my shock, she's studying for a PhD at Rutgers, and she is a teacher. She put out a tweet which went viral after she claimed during the course of discussion about racism, quote, nope, the idea of 2 plus 2 equaling 4 is cultural, and because of Western imperialism colonization, we think of it as the only way of knowing. And we've seen this before, where people say, why are we using the, quote, Western math standard for mathematics? Why aren't we using other methods such as the way Aborigines count? They literally make that argument and claim that that's because of Western imperialism. Yes, really. Maybe it's because we're in the West and we're not Aborigines. Maybe that's why we use the Western system. Maybe that's the actual reason. But as I write in this article, and by the way, she locked down her Twitter account and freaked out after this tweet came out and after people started picking up on it, as they always do. The bizarre statement is yet another example of intersectionality, the pseudo-intellectual garbage feminist notion, which is being taught to all your kids right now, by the way, that racism and sexism are prevalent throughout all areas of society and are intertwined, even down to the degree that describing a master bedroom as a master bedroom is a microaggression and a form of cultural imperialism and racism. It's really getting beyond a joke. Some good news now, though. 150 top intellectuals sign open letter decrying cancel culture. 150 of the world's top intellectuals, authors, and activists have signed an open letter decrying leftist cancel culture, censorship, and the totalitarian march of, quote, ideological conformity. Now, why they've only come out in July 2020 and said this now, and why they're only putting out an open letter, you know, where are the conferences, where are the marches, where's the big movement behind the few remaining actual liberals who are left to actually support and defend free speech? Kind of hiding, isn't it, to put it out in a letter? But this was signed by Fareed Zakaria, Garry Kasparov, J.K. Rowling, and even feminist activist Gloria Steinem, as well as Noam Chomsky and Salman Rushdie. And they write, the democratic inclusion we want can be achieved only if we speak out against the intolerant climate that has set in on all sides. They highlight how the free exchange of information and ideas, the lifeblood of a liberal society, is daily becoming more constricted. And they then go on to talk about cancel culture. We'll get more into it after the break. We'll also talk about the latest Epstein revelations. Summit.news. Don't go away.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said.
Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Broadcasting internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
We're going to get into the latest Epstein news here in a second, of course, with Ghislaine Maxwell arrested last week and now being held in a detention facility. Not the same detention facility that Epstein mysteriously suicided himself in. But first, I want to tell you about the 4th of July super sale, which we have extended with free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. A raft of amazing products, all at 50% off in this super sale, including Survival Shield X3, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, bodies, the whole body support, joint supplement support, pill, as well as the Real Red Pill, of course, and Brain Force, the excellent nootropic. Massive raft of discounts and savings available up to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Please go there and support this network today by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Headline from Summit News, Ghislaine Maxwell has dead woman switch secret sex tapes in her possession. Presumably so did Jeffrey Epstein. Didn't really help him, did it? Ghislaine Maxwell reportedly has secret sex tapes in her possession that would expose powerful Epstein acquaintances, giving her clout in any potential plea deal while also acting as a form of protection against being suicided. Now, this is according to an unnamed former friend of Maxwell's who told the Daily Mail, quote, if Ghislaine goes down, she's going to take the whole damn lot of them with her. Prince Andrew, maybe? The secret stash of sex tapes I believe Ghislaine has squirreled away could end up being her get out of jail card if the authorities are willing to trade, said the insider. He went on to say she has copies of everything Epstein had. They could implicate some twisted movers and shakers. Now, of course, as I've explained before, and in fact, I'm going to probably make a video about this week and try and really flesh this all out. We know that Epstein had his numerous mansions across the United States and, of course, Little St. James, his Caribbean island, festooned with secretly hidden video cameras everywhere so he could record his influential friends having sex with underage girls, material that could later be used to blackmail them. Because, of course, what the Netflix documentary didn't tell you, which is kind of a central core aspect to this whole scandal, is that Epstein was almost certainly part of a compromat intelligence program run by Mossad. Of course, we had the ex-Israeli spy come out months ago now and fess up to the fact that Epstein was recruited by the Israeli Mossad to spy on, to collect blackmail on all these powerful figures via Ghislaine's father, Robert Maxwell, who was also almost certainly a triple agent. As I document in this article, when authorities raided Epstein's New York home last year, they found a vast trove of pornographic photographs and digital video files of underage girls, and they all had handwritten descriptions of both the victim, the description of the material, and the name of the individual abusing them. So all these individuals were tied to these digital copies of videos of this child sex abuse. Given that Epstein committed suicide less than a month after reports indicated he was ready to name powerful players in an effort to secure himself a reduced sentence, it wouldn't be a shock to learn that Maxwell was thinking along the same lines. But again, didn't really work out for Jeffrey, did it? In fact, we had an article which I linked to, I think in this article or one of the previous ones, where there were rumors and it was being widely reported that Epstein was trying to get a reduced plea deal, a reduced sentence, if he named the other complicit parties in his sex trafficking empire. 3 weeks later, he was dead. What a surprise. But as we highlighted last week, a lawyer for one of Epstein's accusers thinks that Ghislaine Maxwell could reveal a, quote, bigger name involved in Epstein's pedophile network in order to secure a plea deal following her arrest. That was Lisa Bloom, who said, I'm sure Ghislaine's attorneys will try to make a deal where she speaks out about a bigger name to get reduced charges for herself. Well, good luck with that, because it didn't turn out too great for Jeffrey, did it? Now, the question of where Epstein's money came from and where it was being sent has been lingering for well over a year. We have this headline out of Zero Hedge. Deutsche Bank inexcusably failed to monitor Jeffrey Epstein's accounts, fined $150 million. Well, I wonder why they mysteriously failed to monitor his accounts. Could it be because they were complicit? Because some of the people within Deutsche Bank were complicit and indeed being blackmailed by Epstein. Just putting it out there. But now the New York State Department of Financial Services released a statement today indicating Deutsche Bank has been fined $150 million for banking transactions with accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein, who is now dead. NYDFS said Deutsche Bank agreed to the multi-million dollar penalty for, quote, failing to properly monitor account activity conducted on behalf of Epstein. As banking regulators have been investigating Epstein's dealings with the bank for months, including past lending and transactions, along with dozens of accounts linked to him shortly before he died. The investigation focused on why the bank continued to do business with Epstein despite internal concerns that were raised. So they knew from within the bank where this money was going, but they just turned a blind eye, much like the jail guards in Epstein's cell, who both mysteriously just fell asleep and allowed him to commit suicide. NYDFS said the payments from Epstein's Deutsche Bank accounts were made to his co-conspirators who sexually abused women. So that's where the money was going. Other payments were made to Russian models, payments for women's school tuition, which, of course, again, was him buying off the victims' families, or at least attempting to. Hotel and rent expenses, and consistent with allegations of prior wrongdoing, payments directly to numerous women with Eastern European surnames. They noted Epstein's periodic suspicious cash withdrawals, which totaled more than $800,000 over just 4 years. So Deutsche Bank was Epstein's lender from 2013, even as other financial institutions labeled him a red flag. Of course, he was convicted of soliciting a minor 5 years before that in 2008, but Deutsche Bank continued to handle his money while it was being sent all around the world to these different people who were complicit in his sex trafficking, and no one said a word. Incredible. Almost as if they were in on it. Meanwhile, former Reddit CEO Ellen Pao, Chairman Pao as she used to be called, admits we knew about Ghislaine Maxwell's sex trafficking underage girls. She admitted in a tweet before locking down her account once again, as they always do, quote, we knew about Ghislaine Maxwell sex trafficking underage girls, but attended a party where Maxwell was present anyway. Now, we had Elon Musk embroiled in this, a media witch hunt against Elon Musk over the past few days, because he was pictured with Maxwell at one of these tech elite parties back in, I think it was 2014, because we know for years and years Epstein was transfixed, obsessed with ingratiating himself amongst the tech elite, notably Bill Gates, who again continued to have a very close relationship with Jeffrey Epstein long after his 2008 conviction of sex trafficking a minor. Well, apparently, Ellen Pao knew about the underage trafficking too, but just went to the party anyway. Now, you contrast that with the treatment of Elon Musk, who I know for a fact didn't even know who Epstein was. He was pictured with Maxwell at this party. Famous person in meets other famous person shocker, and that's the point about this whole network. Some of the people on Epstein's black book list, some of the people pictured with Epstein and Maxwell, were intimately involved in his sex trafficking, were part of it. Some of them weren't. Some of them were just pictured with him because it's known that Epstein tried to coax people from the tech elite, from the political elite, into his inner circle so he could blackmail them by throwing young girls at them. Now, many of those people who he attempted to pull that blackmail stunt on refused to go along with it or just ignored him altogether. So, yeah, you're going to have people who were in Epstein's black book, who were pictured with him or Maxwell at these society parties, who were not involved in the sex trafficking. Now, when it gets to the level of being on the flight list for the Lolita Express, maybe that's a different story, but there are a lot of people who are embroiled in this Epstein scandal unfairly, and that's who the media focuses on. That's who they go after on Twitter in these witch hunts, which we've seen against Elon Musk in the past few days. But funnily enough, the entertainers, the Kevin Spaceys of the world, who are listed in Epstein's black book, who are potentially implicated, and are left-wing in their politics, are surprisingly left alone, and nobody's really concerned about their involvement. Interesting, that, isn't it? Meanwhile, Royal Society President says mask refusnik should be publicly shamed like drunk drivers. This mask wearing has now become part of the culture war. It's become a symbol of obedience. It's become a symbol of supporting the lockdown, which, of course, has become completely politicized in both the US and the UK. So now the president of the Royal Society, which, of course, is a big elitist confab, says that people who refuse to wear masks, and he's calling for them to be made to wear masks inside public buildings, should be publicly shamed like drunk drivers. This is the reemergence of this attempt to publicly shame and indeed cancel people who refuse to wear the mask of obedience when it comes to coronavirus. That's going to wrap up the show. War Room with Owen Schroyer coming up next. Summit.news. Go away.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.